But now we do have the championship games, Norm. You can hear every single second of the action right here on The Ticket. It's Sunday. It's a battle of Brady and Rodgers in the NFC. And then in the AFC, we have Patrick Mahomes against Josh Allen. We know a ton about three out of the four quarterbacks. But I did not know a lot about Josh Allen. So we start to, let's do a little deep dive on Josh Allen, if you don't mind there, sir.
I don't mind.
He is from a town called Fireball, California.
Shut up.
It's a talk show. It's going to be hard to talk if you want me to shut up.
All right, continue.
Fireball, California. It's about 45 miles west of Fresno.
Dang. Oh, Fireball.
Yeah, what did I say?
No, I just said Fireball.
Oh, you thought I meant the alcohol.
Yeah, I'm like, that bitch.
Fireball.
Bah, like Harbaugh.
Yeah. Bah, Fireball. It's a population in the 2010 census of 7,549 people. Mm. 62.5 white, 31.5 Pacific Islander. Hmm. And then we have the others.
Mm. Tongans.
But the reason why he had, Mike, zero scholarship offers. Zero. I'm not even just talking about Division One. Zero scholarship offers because he had an opportunity to go to high school in Fresno so you can get more looks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, nope, born and raised in Fireball. I want to play in Fireball. And he did. And when he was a senior, they won a record 10 games. He threw for 33 touchdowns and over 3,000 yards, but no one saw him play. And he spent his offseason playing baseball and basketball instead of going to different camps, you know, quarterback camps being seen and all that. So
he looks like baseball man.
Yeah, he does. Just a kind of long, lanky, yeah, powerful arm. Yes, he's baseball man. No Division I scholarship offers. So instead, he went to junior college. He went to Reedley Community College, east of Fresno. And there, he was a starter. He threw 25 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So
he went from west of Fresno to east of Fresno?
He did. Just jumped over Fresno and went to the other side. 25-4. And even then, after a pretty good first year in junior college, he had to send out hundreds of emails to colleges just to see if he can get a look, to see if he can go and play. And two schools showed interest, Mike. Two.
Notre Dame.
No. It was Eastern Michigan and Wyoming. And the only reason he got the Wyoming scholarship was because the quarterback that they wanted, Eric Dungy, he chose to attend Syracuse instead of Wyoming. And that opened up the scholarship for Josh Allen, and that's how he got his Division I shot.
This guy's like the real Baker Mayfield. You know, like all the didn't get any chances or offers. This guy's writing letters all over the country.
Right. Please just look at the highlight reel, see what you can do. And from my community college, let's go. So he gets a shot in Wyoming. He breaks his clavicle, so he doesn't start until 2016. And that's when he took over the starting job. And he actually did a ton better in his junior year than he did, well, his second year than he did in his third year. He went for 28 touchdowns, 15 interceptions in 2016, and 16 touchdowns and 6 interceptions in 2017. Started 11 games in 2017, started 14 games in 2016. But, Norm, you will know this. In the 2018 draft, what his knock was, it was accuracy problems because he only completed 56% of his passes. But against the big competition, he didn't do very well. They played Oregon and Iowa, and in those two losses, he went 32-64, 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
I remember Josh Allen from the draft, and I remember a lot of people, myself included, wondering, what the hell is this guy doing high in the first round? Looking at his college totals and how he did against good competition, and the fact that, Donnie, accuracy is a strange term. We've discussed this a couple of times on the air. Just because a pass is complete does not mean it was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And Troy Aikman had unbelievable accuracy. If the ball had to be thrown at the knees, 2 yards in front of the receiver. Well, that's where it was. And the other day, sadly, we watched Drew Brees, who's been an unbelievably accurate passer, but his passes the other day, the one to Thomas was short that was intercepted. I have no idea what the pass to Kamara was. It wouldn't have been complete even if White were not there. And that was the book on Josh Allen, his lack of real accuracy.
You mentioned Aikman, and he actually said that, and he's all of our hero, so it's okay to be wrong sometimes. But he said, I think as a quarterback, when you're accurate, when you're inaccurate, you usually don't overcome that. And he was talking about Josh Allen.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were real questions about him. Now, the one thing that was not questioned, he was really an athletic player.
That's right, because in his last game against Wyoming, I'm sorry, in Wyoming, his last thing for Wyoming, he won the famous Idaho Potato Bowl against Central Michigan. He went 11-19 through the air for 154 yards and 3 touchdowns, but it was a game in 2017 against Boise where he struggled, but he ran 18 times for 62 yards and a touchdown, and they thought, okay, he's just not about his throwing arm. This dude has some wheels also. So that's when you kind of first saw that he had the wheels. So now let's forward to the draft, and it's 2018. There were four quarterbacks rated above Josh Allen in the 2018 draft. Baker Mayfield, who went number one.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold. And Mason Rudolph rated above Josh Allen in the 2018 draft. And the quarterback rated right underneath Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. So in the draft, actually, there were those four quarterbacks that went in the first round. Of course, Baker was the very first one that went. Sam Darnold went third to the Jets. And then Buffalo traded up to get Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and then Lamar Jackson with the last pick of the first round in the 2018 draft. So what the who did they? They gave up the 12, 53, and 56 to trade up to get Josh Allen.
You know, Buffalo saw something. I'm still not quite sure what it was. Buffalo saw something there. And boy, it turns out they were right. If we redraft that quarterback class today, who goes number one?
Baker, Lamar, or Josh. That's who's, and that's, I think that's a tough.
I bet it's Josh. If you pulled every GM.
Right now, only one has a league MVP.
I agree. The one who Josh has beat.
Yep.
I think Josh goes first, and then, man, they're still in love with just arm and pocket, all this stuff. So I don't know between Baker and Lamar who goes second.
You know, what's really odd about this is, Donnie, you talked about Josh Allen not wanting to go to high school in Fresno. Well, when Josh Allen was coming out of Wyoming, not exactly a metropolitan area, not in a megapolis there, he said he didn't want to go to a big city. He wanted to, and what are there in the NFL but big cities other than Green Bay? And then who's the next smallest city? Isn't it Buffalo?
I would think so.
I would too. And by the way, when you're talking weather conditions, aren't Buffalo and Wyoming pretty similar?
They signed another quarterback in Buffalo to see if they could ease Josh Allen into the starting role. Nate Peterman wound up starting game one of the 2018 season. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he was so bad the first three quarters. Uh-huh. He threw a pick, and then they put Josh Allen in. And I think he was hurt a couple of games in his first season. But other than that, Josh Allen has been the starter ever since. He's improved his accuracy. Because I guess some of the concerns were true, because his first year, he was 52%
52.8%, his second year, 58.8%, and this year, 69.2% as far as his completion percentage. So Josh, wow. Josh Allen is a true MVP candidate, probably will be for years to come, and now he gets an opportunity in his third year to go to the Super Bowl, going to Kansas City to play Patrick Mahomes. I think that's going to be a fantastic game that's happening Sunday evening.
How about the interception rate for Josh Allen?
12 his first year, 9 his second year, and 10 this year. 37 touchdowns, 10 picks.
Whoa. See, that, know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like a handful of the unappreciated Tony Romo seasons that we had here, where Romo would throw 30-something touchdowns and 10 interceptions and still wasn't able to win over some of the people here. And I'm going to guess, Donnie, that even coming into this year, I'm going to guess Rosen had his detractors in Buffalo, had people wondering, are we sure this is the guy?
After 10-6 last year, he's a king up there now, so there are no concerns about what he can do because they're playing for a chance to win it all here this weekend.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.